Hey everyone, welcome to today's Drivecast. My name is Brian Schuler. I'm one of the campus life pastors at LifePoint Church in Delaware. And today we're talking about the discipline of community. Have you ever gone an entire day without eating food? If you have, you probably experienced a day filled with some pretty overwhelming and uncomfortable hunger pains. Our bodies need food. And if we don't eat food regularly, our body's functions start to become impaired. A similar reality occurs in our spiritual and relational lives in relation to Sunday morning gatherings for worship. Just as our bodies need food, our hearts need community. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." In this passage, the author of Hebrews encourages us not to forsake or neglect our corporate gatherings. We are to be considering ways to encourage one another, or as this passage says, to stir up one another to love and good works. He connects these corporate and communal gatherings to encouragement. When we all gather together in community on Sunday mornings, we experience encouragement. To be encouraged is basically to be given support or confidence or hope. So when we gather together on Sunday mornings in worship or in life teams or even in the lobby with our friends, we experience support, confidence, and hope to continue on in the love and good works of God and not to give in to the trials, the tribulations, or the temptations of our lives. You see, growth in our spiritual lives is like a marathon. Did you know that it takes around 3,000 calories to run a marathon? This is why runners have to eat during a marathon to maintain their strength. No one runs a marathon on an empty stomach. And the same is true for our spiritual lives. We cannot complete our spiritual marathon without regularly partaking in community on Sunday mornings. I've seen it again and again. I've had multiple friends who over time stopped being involved in their churches on Sunday mornings, and without fail, each and every one of them drifted further and further away from God. We're not made to run marathons without food, and we're also not made to run our spiritual lives without community. A few months ago, my wife and I were talking through all the friendships that we used to have back when we were in college compared to all the friendships we have now. And at one point in the conversation, my wife turned to me and simply asked, "How do people make friends if they don't go to church?" Think about it. While my wife and I do have friends outside of the church, most of our friendships were made by going to church or being involved in community at church. And the same might be true for you. Being involved in community at church has impacted my life in more ways than I could ever count, creating many stories of laughter, of shared burdens, of celebrations, and of belonging. My wife and I would have missed out on countless blessings if we had not prioritized church community. We all have busy lives nowadays, but prioritizing church community with our time is always well worth it. And this takes intentionality. This is why this is a spiritual discipline. It would be easy to stay in bed all Sunday morning or lounge around the house instead of going to church. Trust me, I know the temptation. I'm an introvert at heart, and sometimes there's nothing better than a slow morning. Getting ready to go to church and making it to the service on time takes intentionality, especially if you have kids that you have to get ready as well. But if we are serious about our spiritual health, we need to prioritize this practice. We cannot run the marathon of our spiritual lives without the encouragement of authentic community. So as I bring this drive class to a close, think about your own life. What do you prioritize with your time? How can you prioritize church community on a weekly basis? How would your life look different if you took new steps to getting more involved on Sunday mornings at church? So take some time praying to God about these questions and ask God to give you clarity about how you can grow in participating in church community on Sunday mornings.